According to the Turkish military, its air force launched comprehensive airstrikes against bases of the Kurdish Workers' Party, the PKK, in northern Iraq. A number of remote villages are believed to have been hit. Turkish Deputy Prime Minister Cemil Çiçek said the strikes were solely aimed at the PKK. Ankara accuses the PKK of using northern Iraq as a base to launch attacks in Turkey. Speaking at a rally of his supporters, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the attacks were part of the government's determined approach against the rebels.
Ülkemizin, milletimizin birlik ve bütünlüğü.
He said the struggle for the unity, peace and salvation of our country will continue in full determination, both inside and outside the country. The attacks, which according to Turkish media reports involved large numbers of jets, occurred early Sunday and were followed by barrages of heavy artillery. Following PKK attacks early this year that claimed scores of Turkish casualties, Turkey massed about 100,000 soldiers close to the Iraqi frontier. The Turkish parliament has also sanctioned a cross-border operation. The Kurdish separatists have been fighting for greater autonomy for more than 20 years in a conflict which has claimed more than 30,000 lives. Turkey has warned that further attacks against the PKK can be expected. Retired General Haldun Solmaz Türk, who fought the PKK for 8 years, says such attacks are part of a psychological war against the rebels.
The small-scale operation, focusing mainly on PKK elements, based on sound intelligence, now we understand that provided by Americans, would achieve, above all, a psychological effect that would carry the message to the PKK that northern Iraq is not a safe haven and it can be reached any time by the Turkish state.
According to observers, these latest strikes are part of a carrot-and-stick approach towards the PKK. Early this week, Prime Minister Erdogan announced he is considering changing the law to make it easier to allow more rebels to surrender and receive an amnesty. In the past few weeks, Turkish forces have also been distributing leaflets in areas where the PKK is believed to operate, calling on the rebels to surrender. This strategy is expected to result in further strikes into Iraq, in a bid to keep up the pressure on the rebels. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.